Wisconsin's unemployment rate has dipped slightly in recent months, dropping to a two-year low of 7.6% in November. Dennis Winters of the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development says that's a good sign.
We're starting to see re-employment going on. We're up 35,000 jobs since December last year. And year over year, we're looking at gains in a 20,000 level. A lot of, and most of those are in the private sector, even in manufacturing. So we're seeing a turn in the economy. It is coming back. We're looking for that to continue.
But Wisconsin actually lost jobs last month, seasonally adjusted 5,200 jobs from October to November. Joel Rogers, director of the Center on Wisconsin Strategy, says that despite the gains made mostly earlier this year, that the cumulative job loss since the recession began is considerable.
Upwards of 150,000 jobs. We lost jobs last month, and so if we continue at that rate, we'll never get it back. But even if you assume a rate of job growth that's like in previous recessions, take the 90 recession, and we were adding jobs then, you know, roughly 5,300 jobs a month. If we got back to that level, which we're not at now, we're not going to be back to a pre-recession level of employment for, you know, another couple of years.
Rogers also says that if you account for a growing workforce, that it could potentially be close to 5 years before the state gets back to pre-recession employment levels. The hardest hit industries in Wisconsin remain construction and manufacturing. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.